What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, everybody. I just want to make a quick correction before you listen to this episode. Not once, but twice during the show, I point out that the next Doug Loves Movies that you'll be able to listen to won't be until after the next UCB LA Franklin location taping on April 23rd. So that means it'll come out around the 24th or 25th. But I also mentioned that we're doing Doug Loves Movies in Nashville on April 13th at 4:20 at Zany's. So of course you'll be able to hear that one on April 14th. And then there will be about a 10 or 11 day gap between episodes. I hope you survive it. I'll be out on the road doing stand-up shows in celebration of April 20th. And yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from the Punchline in San Francisco. Oh boy, I'm back at one of my favorite clubs in the world. This is going to be so much fun today. We put this together last minute, and you guys showed up, so I appreciate that. It would have been embarrassing if nobody came here today. Also, it was real nice for a second, but then I always forget that that's what's going to happen. It's going to be real nice here for a second, and then go back to whatever's next. So when you guys leave here, I'll just tell you right now, it's a storm outside. You can't hear the rain because this is a really thick roof. Did I mention it's 4:20-ish? since we did this so last minute, did you guys have time to put together some name tag situations? Oh, yes, you did. I see. Wow, that's a really big my face right there. What does it say on it at the bottom?
License to Bill.
License to Bill. And who was the star of License to Kill? Is my face over Sidney Poitier's face?
Timothy Dalton.
Timothy Dalton. Oh, it was a James Bond movie. I was thinking of another movie. All right. Well, it looks like we got enough to choose from. So that's good. You guys, you got it together. What's that? Some sort of Space Jam shit over there?
Breaking Two.
Oh, Breaking Two, Electric Boogaloo?
Electric Rhinaloo.
You're Electric Ryan Alou? You know what? You got the seat you deserve. Good luck. Doug Plugs, Doug Loves Movies, is coming to Nashville 1 week from today at Zany's at 420. That's Saturday, April 13th. Then I'm going to be doing stand-up at the Stardome in Hoover, Alabama on Sunday, April 14th. Stand-up live in Huntsville on Monday, April 15th. And I'll be at the Royal Oak Music Theater in Royal Oak, Michigan on Friday, April 19th, and the Wilbur Theater in Boston on April 20th. Yeah. For all of my road dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
Yes, DougLovesMovies.com.
Yeah!
Yeah! Wallets!
Oh, no. Someone threw in a wallet at the end of that, a reference to Martin Sheen in Wall Street. They should have called that movie Wallet Street because of how he says that. Wallet! What was I going to say next? Oh, the wait for another Douglas Movies taping is going to be a little while. The next one's going to be April 23rd in Los Angeles, so a new episode will be out on the 24th. So in the meantime, be sure to try my other podcast, Dining with D&K, Getting Doug with High, and Doug Loves Minis, if you haven't, you know, already. From the corrections department, I've been friends with him for years, and he's such a nice guy that he doesn't correct me when I say his name wrong, but it's not Desmond Borges, it's Desmond Borges. You don't lay into the G like I did every time in front of him. So I dug out an apologies to him. And did you guys see the series finale of You're the Worst? It was, yeah, they did a nice job with it. Prize bag, got lots of stuff in this little bag here. I did a couple shows in the last week or so in Las Vegas and Los Angeles, so you get the magazines from each of those. Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. This is a fun little pouch from High Times. Here's how I use it. You got a pipe that's like, you know, little, but it's like stinky. You don't have time to clean it out. Just put it in there, zip that shut. There you go. Here's some rolling papers from Tyson Ranch. Yeah, Mike Tyson, I think. And then, yeah, he's into weed now. Some sort of weed mints. I don't know what's going on there. Ooh, this is a nice grinder. And I don't know why I brought so much weed stuff. I visited Mo Green's today, so there's a sticker from Mo Green's. That place is awesome. And also, from rockinpins.com, a little Doug Benson pin is going in the bag. And then, thanks to rockinpins.com, you can, if you're not here today, you can buy one on the internet on their website. Or, if you're here, you can purchase one for $10 on your way out. Proceeds go to me and Rockin' Pins. And I'll stand there and, you know, take pictures and sign stuff too. And that's all for free, even if you don't buy a $10 pin. Cash only, no change will be made. So if you got a 20, you're buying two pins. Just know that about yourself. And please help me in welcoming three terrific guests. San Francisco is always a great place to do the show because there's always great comedians who live here and visit here and work here because it's one of the most fun cities to work in. Please give a big warm welcome to Beth Stelling, Chad Opitz, and Jim Norton. Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Hi, Doug.
All right.
It's a little.
Some mints. I dropped those mints.
Do you need them?
I don't need them.
Okay.
I mean, unless you're telling me I do.
I'm going down here.
Is this your way of saying I need some mints?
No, your breath.
But they're probably mints that taste and smell like marijuana.
Probably.
Oh, I thought you were picking them up for me. You were doing other stuff.
It was a limited time.
You were doing other things down there.
Yeah, it was a limited time that I was down there.
Let's meet my guests individually, starting with headlining here at the Punchline this weekend. And it's her first time on this show. She's been on my other podcast, but it's Beth Stelling, everybody.
Hey.
How's it going? You having fun?
I have been having fun.
It's nice to perform here, right?
Yeah,
this
I was like,
cool
why do
club?
Two shows in one night when I can do three?
Well, hopefully what this isn't as stressful, or not that comedy is stressful, but, you know, there's no press. You're just hanging out.
Yeah.
We're going to do some, you know, movie trivia games. You're going to play for somebody in the audience that you get to pick.
Cool.
Do you think you'll be good at movie trivia?
No.
All right, so if she comes over to grab your sign, make sure to, you know, think twice about letting her. Yeah, struggle with it. No, not you.
Save yourself for Jim or Opus.
Chad. Oh, you call him Opitz?
Yeah.
Is that Irish? Opitz? Oh, there's not an apostrophe in there. Opitz!
Opitz.
There he is, everybody. It's Chad Opitz. San Francisco comedy phenom.
I had a buddy who was giving me shit about that. He was like,
every what? Time Doug introduces you, he says, phenom. Who says phenom?
Doug Benson does.
Yeah, dude.
About Chad Opitz.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
There's no other way to describe you. I mean, thank why you. Are you successful? It's phenomenal. How did you do it?
Exactly.
Yeah, but thank you for being back. And,
thanks for having me.
Anything else going on that we need to know about in the world of Chad Opitz?
I'm very sweaty.
Do you...
You wear it well.
Figured I should let the audience know before anyone decided to hug me after the show.
So it would be too much to ask for you to do a tuck and roll?
Right now?
Today? Well, it doesn't have to be right now, just at some point. Like if you win a game,
sure.
Do a lap and do a tuck and roll back onto the stage.
I'll do it. You're going to have to make room over there, though.
It'll be very exciting. Yeah, watch out for him.
Yeah.
And Chad Opitz is coming. Get the hell out of the way.
Yeah. Is that what you're
scary.
Known for? The tuck and roll?
I get, yeah. I do a little somersault action.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to love it. You're not going to believe it.
You made me do it three times on
Jim's
Halloween.
I make him do it. Jim's going to lose his mind over there.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't step on my jumping jacks.
That's Jim Norton, everybody. Coming in from the East Coast. Performing at Cobb's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for coming out, dude.
Thanks, Doug, for having me.
I know you have a lot of activities you like to do during the day when you're out on the road.
Yes. Tenderloin.
Yeah, he likes a good steak. Then what do you do? you're over at the Punchline. We're at the Punchline. You're at Cobb's.
Yeah.
Do you feel competitive with Beth this weekend?
No, not at all. I mean, apparently, according to a legend, Cobb's has an upstairs, but I've never seen people in it. Joke about how I don't sell tickets.
It's very cold up in that balcony. It's not a good place to sit.
Yeah, it's a great place to put your recorder, though, if you want to catch your set. No one's going to steal it.
That's perfect. I love it. All right. Let's get into this, you guys. We got to talk about the prize bag, because somebody here today is going to go home with a bunch of stuff that we don't want anymore. Beth, do you want to go first?
Yes. So it's
what
like
did you
sort
bring?
Of a...
And as long as you're down there, can you get those mints?
Yeah, you bet. You bet. And there's a sticker.
Oh, I'm dropping everything. Thank you so
you're
much.
You're welcome. Okay, I've got some magnets. That's it. just what I had left. Oh, they come with this bag, this small bag.
Oh, okay.
That can be used. Yeah. So it's my tour magnet for your fridge after you've missed my shows here in San Francisco. And then this is me and my mom's podcast. Really gonna love jerking off to these.
Huh? What's your mom's podcast called?
It's called We Called Your Mom.
And that's what happens? You guys call
somebody's
mom?
Me and my mom call other comedians' moms. It has nothing to do with the comics. So we talked to Marilyn Bamford, Sandy Rogan, Sam Richardson's mom, Baron Vaughn's mom, Charlotte, Will Forte's mom.
You got Charlotte Vaughn on the phone?
We fucking got Charlotte on the phone.
How did you?
She's in Vegas. She took the day off. It was fun. She's wild.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a delight.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. A little golf applause over there. Yeah. Chad?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Oh, let me see here.
See, look at this.
Man. I got...
Well, I...
I got some
bro.
Cheddar cheese popcorn.
So you did the right
Orville
thing.
Orville Redenbacher.
They don't need that. Your stuff doesn't have needless calories in it.
Yeah. Abuelita Mexican hot chocolate.
Wow.
That goes perfectly.
Goes in hot, comes out hot.
That's right. We called your Abuelita. That goes great with a VHS copy of Don't Be a Menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
Great classic title.
Yeah. The title is so long, when it's over saying it, there's another Wayans child born. And I think, oh wait, there's another
and
stuff.
And then do they get to keep the bag? Or?
Oh yeah, there's a 15 cent value from Grocery Outlet. And there's some Popeyes coupons. Because I don't live anywhere near a Popeyes. And I can't use them.
What a bonus.
So there you go.
Yeah, that's nice. Beth's got to do something with her hair, you guys.
Thank you.
Clip it.
Clip it back.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
Jim, what'd you bring?
Pretty thoughtless.
I like it already.
It's a great gift for any drug addict. Twix Minis.
And they get all of this.
Juicy fruit.
And yeah, one person's going to win all these calories.
And a bag of
cavities.
Peanut M&Ms. And $40 to Chipotle.
No!
Oh, $40!
Jim!
How's that thoughtless?
Wow!
Hey, this isn't going to be some Mark Norman shit where it turns out it's got nothing on it, that card.
Did that happen?
Hey, yeah, that's what Mark Norman did. He, like, gave away a card and said, it's got $20 on it.
That's the money. Get your $20.
20 bucks. It's all yours, sister.
That's such a Mark.
And then nothing.
Oh, my God.
I never heard back from the person because I would love that they tried to spend it, you know. And, Norman. All right, yeah, so one person's going to win all this stuff, Beth. And we'll get to that in a second. But first, I got a question I ask all the panelists. We'll start with Chad, because he knows this question the most. He's the most prepared. Chad, what was the last movie you saw?
I like to look for like older, obscure stuff a lot. And I watched this 80s action flick called Avenging Force. On Demand, like starring Michael Dudikoff, the American Ninja.
Was Force avenged?
It was. Holy Lord, was it avenged. Any movie that starts with like a fist fight in a swamp, I'm in. I'm in. For 90 minutes, I'm in. It was great.
It sounds like a slow beginning.
It's fun. It was.
Swamp punching.
Yeah.
And so you recommend it?
I do, yeah.
All right.
If you like 80s action stuff. Have you ever seen Gymkhana?
Yeah.
I like Gymkhana. Combines the acrobatics of gymnastics with the deadly art of karate. Gymkhana. It's a good one.
I think the 80s was, film-wise, was kind of a backlash against how amazing the 70s were.
Yeah.
They were just sort of like, we got to change the course of this shit because, you know, for centuries people need to keep seeing garbage. Mm-hmm. And things got way too good in the 70s.
Yeah.
Thank God they fixed that.
Yeah. More fights in swamps.
Any decade, there's some classics, but I think Raging Bull was 80.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was probably the last great movie ever. Jim Norton, your thoughts.
Now, does it have to be a movie that I haven't seen before?
No.
I was watching...
It could be something you revisited.
American Gangster today.
Yeah?
I was watching
You're
that.
You're a fan of that?
I am, yeah. I enjoy that a lot. When he shoots Idris Elba in the head in the middle of the street.
All right, I forgot to tell you, no spoilers.
And the last thing I saw that wasn't a revisit was I saw Us in the theater, but I didn't get it. I saw it in a theater in Montreal, and it was I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's that weird scene where they're dancing, and 10 minutes before the end, and the theater lost power.
Oh.
The whole building lost power, so I've not seen the end of that
film. No.
And they said you can come back and watch it again, but I don't want to watch a movie that I didn't understand again to see 10 minutes that I missed.
It might make more sense to you the second time around.
Yeah, it might. I mean, it was original. He's a very unique guy, but I didn't know what he was trying to tell me.
It's got a lot of Easter eggs, a lot of little nods to other movies and stuff.
That's cool. I didn't notice any of them. I am horrible at spotting Easter eggs. If you say that's an Easter egg, I'll go, to what? I'm very bad at that.
All right, well, there you go. Jim, you should maybe start a movie review thing where the power goes out before the movie ends, and then your review is just whether or not you would bother to watch the whole thing again just to find out the ending. It's a good scale on which to judge things, because there's too many movies. There's too much stuff to choose from. So if we had somebody like you out there.
Was it scary?
No. I mean, there was a couple of creepy moments when the family first shows up outside. Like, that was really creepy. But then, no. I mean, I'm going to see Pet Sematary next week. I just wanted to throw in.
With an S? Pet Sematary with an S. Was it always with an S?
I think so, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, even the Stephen King book, because the idea is like it's like a kid drew the, you know, sign.
Yes.
Cemetery.
And until you just said that, I didn't realize it was spelled wrong.
I went and saw it, and I thought that we were going to watch a movie about a pet seminary, and I was very disappointed. I wanted something peaceful and mindful.
No religious pets.
All right, what about you, Beth? Do you have a latest movie that you've seen?
The last movie before I left for here, I watched was Legally Blonde.
My boyfriend picked
it. We just turned on Netflix, and then my boyfriend pressed play. And then I was taken back in time to a more problematic era. And honestly, by the end, I was fist pumping. It was freaking great. It was a delight.
Okay, so we were talking Legally Blonde 1?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not Legally Blonde 2, Red, White, and Blonde.
No.
Which is what I think it's called. It's not as stirring. It's not as moving. So you did the right thing. Did your boyfriend throw on the thing you'd least expect a boyfriend to throw on often, or was
that
this
was
a special
curve
occasion?
Ball. That yeah. was a curveball.
Because usually he makes you watch like Con Air or something.
Sure,
right?
Sure. American Idol.
American Idol? He's an American
Idol
fan?
We just started watching it. I've never watched it in my life. It really pulled me in. I don't know why. A lot of redheads. A lot of redheads on there.
Wow. That's what you're looking for in
yes.
a reality competition
typically
show?
Typically what I look for in a TV show in general is redheads.
All right. Do you guys have, anyone can answer this question, a favorite movie that's set in San Francisco, like filmed here or set here? I'm sorry, did it sound like I was asking the audience to just start yelling them out?
You did say anyone.
I did say anyone, that's true.
The Dirty Harrys.
Which ones did they say?
Dirty Harrys. Yeah,
that made my day. What about...
Wait, that's from the movie.
It is!
Yeah.
Jim gets a point. but the panel, I meant.
I thought you meant the audience, too, in all honesty.
Yeah. Be funny if at the end of the show, do you guys have any plugs? Oh, he said, do you guys? So let's all yell out. Let's all yell out what's going on in our lives.
It's got a new dog. It's almost house trained.
What was the question? Oh, San Francisco.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite San Francisco movie? Because so many movies are filmed here, and you always know it's San Francisco because they get a shot of the pyramid building. And they and also all the
obviously, and the hills.
Wasn't the ding of a trolley monumental in solving, like, Pelican Brief or something?
That might be true.
There's something going on
one
there.
One time somebody heard the ding?
Yeah, there's some movie where, like, they heard the ding. And then it solved the whole
that
thing.
That classic moment.
There was another movie where they heard the water boiling and they knew it was time for Rice-A-Roni.
It was a great movie from San Francisco, The Bridge.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Document.
Yeah, I mean, if you're into comedies,
yeah,
it's worth checking out.
Oh, I thought it was about dental work. I'm being cute.
Adorable.
And then you made that cute face.
The adorable suicide humor of Jim Norton. But yeah, that movie's heavy. How many, like, what's the per annum, like, dozens, 100, 50-ish a year?
A year, yeah.
Go across that bridge.
We can get it higher.
The traffic is so bad that only 50 people get across the Golden Gate Bridge each year. Most get out and jump. Okay, you guys, this is getting, it's getting way heavier. Can you pull us out of this, Chad? What's your San Francisco movie?
I heard someone say, "So I Married an Axe Murderer." That's a dope one. That's a great one. Yeah.
That's better. That's cheerier subject, axe murderers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why did that take place in San Francisco? Was there any reason for it?
I don't think so. No.
Is it easier to murder downhill?
Yeah. Sure, I have no idea.
Just raise the axe at the top of California and put it into somebody. Mine is, thanks for asking.
What's yours, Doug?
There's so many to choose from, Beth, but seriously, you're really putting me on the spot here. I gotta say, I don't know how it holds up now. It might be pretty lame, but I was always really into the movie Foul Play.
With
Chevy Chase and Goldie Hawn has a big, probably racist today, chase scene at the end because they jump into a car and there's a, like an old Asian couple in the back seat and everything they say is just, you know, broken English and therefore hilarious. But, you know, anytime there's, you know, a bullet, what's up, Doc? Anytime there's a chase scene in San Francisco, you're in for a treat. The Rock, because the movies, the cars just get airborne constantly because of the hills. It's such a great place for chase scenes.
Escape from Alcatraz was a great one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's really good.
I made that swim a couple of times.
Yeah.
I mean, it's there. You can just do it, so why not? All right, well, that was a fun San Francisco roundup. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, remember in the beginning of Escape from Alcatraz, how amazing Clint Eastwood's ass looked? When he first gets there?
I don't remember that.
Yeah. And how bad it looked at the end. Oh, just used.
Talking to a chair. He was bent over a chair.
Oh, man.
All right, well, that was fun. But this is going to be funner, maybe? This is the part where I say, let the games begin!
Oh, wow.
All right,
Whoa,
Beth.
Doug, that's you.
It's me out there. Beth, this is what's going to happen. Maybe, did anybody put Beth on their name tag?
No.
People like to guess who's going to be here sometimes. But folks made these signs. Not a lot, because I just booked this show a week ago, so I appreciate anybody getting it together. Some people are just holding up random objects. But also some people tape things to their... did anybody tape a joint or some booze to their, to their sign?
That's smart. Whoa, yeah. They went hard.
Yeah, people
that,
do that.
Are those basements?
So you get to pick anyone you want. Anything that's taped to it, you get to keep. And that'll be the person that you play for. There's a whole box of Dunkin' Donuts over there.
Whoa.
Yeah, good for that guy. So Chad and Jim and Beth, just go ahead and stand up and
I feel
go grab the one you want to play for.
You don't want me.
Yeah, well, you may not win for them, but they're going to win for you right now because you'll get some weed or something.
I'll take the one in the back, whoever's got a light up
there.
Oh,
that guy. I told him that he didn't have a chance in hell of getting picked. And Jim went right for it. Bring it on up here.
Good luck, Jim.
Thanks, fella.
I thought it had something to do with Space Jam, but it's not at all.
No, I just figured he was so dedicated, shining a light on it.
It's. I think he got a good one. Beth's working out some sort of deal. Chad, where are you at? What's Chad doing? Oh, he's way back there, walking around.
Wow, this is great.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right. What? Oh, this guy's just putting donuts on the stage. Say milk money. I'll chuck them at people. Hopefully the punchline won't get mad at me. Yeah, those are just gifted to me because they didn't get picked. Look at all the candy on yours. That's ridiculous. That is crazy how much candy's on that poster.
Wait, Stephanie? Stacy.
Oh, and there's weed on it too? There's one.
Just candy.
Just candy. There's a weed one over there. Are you gonna? Do you want to trade?
No.
You did get a good one.
I got a really good
one. Check out those milk money donuts. Tell us about those.
Oh, that's
we've cool. got one that has potato chips on it.
Oh, that's for Jim.
One has looks like sliced almonds and chocolate and maybe
can
a little bit of coconut.
Can you pass me one of them?
Oh. Yeah. Just which? What do you feel, nuts or
I don't
chips?
Care. I'm not going to eat it.
Oh.
I'm going to chuck it.
No. No.
What is that?
Are you really going to throw it?
Well, someone's going to catch
it. Oh, yeah,
it.
He tosses them.
Yeah, he caught it.
I bet all the chips came off.
There was no doubt you were going to catch that.
You did not let one chip fall to the floor.
Well, I don't know what's on top of that.
Okay. Yeah, just lick a little off and put it back in the box.
And I just touched it.
Do you need a towel?
Maybe a
napkin.
Maybe a napkin.
There's a gentleman in the front row. He's just eating popcorn. He doesn't need his napkin.
It's paper. I'll use my pants.
Okay. Who are you playing for, Jim?
I'm playing for, I guess, Ryan. It's break into Electric Ryan Alou.
Yay.
Soundtrack to
a fine film. It's a real underdog story. I did not think that was a winning name tag, but it got picked.
Yeah.
Is this a bad place for mine?
No, it's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. Chad?
I got Rambo First Blood Part 2. Rambo, B-E-A-U, as in Beau Bridges.
Wow.
And it's got Doug's face on it.
Yeah, they do that.
There's no weed or candy, but I thought it was an artistic triumph.
Oh. Hey, can you pass me one of those donuts?
Yeah.
That looks good.
Okay. I feel like I should give you one that's not going to lose all the stuff when you chuck it. Oh, God.
I threw it to an area where four guys had their hands up. I figured somebody's going to end up with it.
What kind is that, Beth?
I got my eye on you guys over there.
I think it's like...
Yeah.
I just feel like a sugar...
There's some tough spots to get it to.
Ooh,
like a lot of sugar.
That looks
good.
Is it good?
All right,
Beth gives milk money donuts a big thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. Beth loves donuts.
I do. Damn.
And the person you're playing for, Beth, is...
Stacy.
Stacy. And what's the...
The legend of Stacy Jean.
Oh, instead of Billie Jean.
Let's look at it one more time, though.
Yeah, let's take a good look.
Here we are.
Show it to everybody. Yeah. Yeah, show
everybody
it to the listeners
it?
At home.
Yes.
We all got a good look at it. It's got a lot of candy on it. I get why you picked it. Yeah. And what's that? Is there a box of candy cigarettes or
it
something?
It looks like raisins. And
what?
I've got...
Yeah, what are raisins doing on there?
The fuck?
Yeah.
Who included raisins?
Oh, my God.
Honestly, I regret it.
On Halloween, I get raisins. That house gets raisined. Yeah. I fucking throw them right up on the roof. What flavor donut is that? And why do you have to keep going back down there? Just bring the whole donut back.
I have to lay on the stage later. It's part of my act. And so I didn't want to get it dirty.
Good call.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to play some games to determine which audience member goes home with all this stuff. Anybody can win, but it helps to be good at stuff. Good at guessing or whatever. This first game we're going to play, kind of new, kind of a twist on a game we've been playing. This is called Doug Loves Music. I'm going to say the track titles on the album for a motion picture soundtrack. What do you mean it's ridiculous?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's the greatest idea ever. And you can guess, everyone on, just the people on stage can guess.
Yeah.
Can guess as often as they like until somebody gets it. I'm just going to name. And I got some clues at the end, you know, if you don't get it based on all the tracks. But theoretically, the tracks should be describing, you know, what's happening in the movie.
Okay.
At that time. Right? That's how they work, I think.
If it's Randy Newman, I'll know.
Ooh. Oh, me too. Yeah.
It's the only one I'm going to get.
And be careful about leaning back on this thing, because you'll fall right through the floor house. You'll fall right into John Stamos's living room. Wait, which character owned that house? I guess Saget.
Danny, yeah.
Saget. Wallet.
Uncle Dan.
Saget. All right. This soundtrack has a part of the score called The Beach.
The movie The Beach.
Beaches.
I wish that would be either of those. Man. They're both great guesses. What a stupid game this would be.
What if you were starting
either
easy?
Of those were the right answer.
I thought that was a good guess.
Blue Lagoon.
They are great guesses. Oh, that's a good guess. Yeah. That's it, you guys? That's all the movies you can think of that have a beach?
So far.
What's that?
So far, yeah.
Okay. Here's the next one. There's also a track called The Nightmare and Dawn, which was... Coincidentally, this is interesting. That was the original name of the group Tony Orlando and Dawn. That joke was for the older listeners and attendees. All right, the next one is there's a track called Love Music.
Jaws?
You know, all of those seem to apply. Love Music.
Love Music, The Woodsman.
This is interesting. There's one called, and it's the last one on there, but I'm doing them out of order. The Necklace and the Return.
Titanic.
And the Finale.
Titanic,
right?
Absolutely.
How could it not be? But it isn't. That describes the ending of Titanic.
I know. It's like Rose. What's the other guy's name?
There's
Jack.
Another one called Farewell and the Tower.
Doug, what the fuck?
Yeah, what are these?
This is tricky, but this one might ring some bells. You might recognize these names. There's one called Madeline and Carlotta's portrait.
The Princess Bride.
No.
Willow.
You said it with such confidence that I thought, wow.
Carlotta.
You might be right.
Carlotta's Way.
Thought of that. No.
Are you answering the what was the last movie you saw question? All right. Time for clues. That wasn't enough to give it away. This movie was filmed partially in and took place in partially, maybe completely, San Francisco.
Here, I didn't know any before.
The Presidio?
Oh, the French Connection.
The score.
Metro starring it.
Yeah, why is,
Milk.
Why does the French Connection not take place in France? The score was by the great Bernard Herrmann.
Sudden Vertigo.
Impact. Chad is right, it's Vertigo. Oh. Yeah, the other clues were directed by Alfred Hitchcock and makes me dizzy. Vertigo from 1958. And yeah, I thought maybe that might have come up during the favorite movies in San Francisco conversation, which would have been made even funnier when you all didn't know what I was talking about during all those songs. All right. Not songs, but you know what I mean. Let's play How Long Is It? You're not going to believe this game, Beth. It is crazy in its simplicity. Hey, where's the Dunkin' Donuts guy? Do you want me to throw yours too?
Yeah.
Yeah, bring them on up.
Oh, baby.
I think those are going to be less messy because not real.
They still got icing or jelly in the middle or what have you. Oh, I didn't know you were so locked in back there. Sorry to make you do that.
Books.
There's no donuts in that.
Here we go.
Yay!
Okay, so as he's walking up here with this box, he said, you left a bunch of donuts with some fat people. I did not leave them with you.
BYOD?
But there's only three left.
Good work.
Fuck
yeah.
Who likes a powdered donut over in that side over there? It's powdered, so you're be careful what you wish for.
Oh!
Oh!
Wait, did that?
All right, I'm gonna try again, dude. This is a maple one with I don't know what in the middle. Oh! He got it! He got it! Is it still a home run when that happens?
He got one bite.
All right. Coming over there next. Oh, I really feel like a baseball player. Pointing where it's going to go. All right. This next game, Beth, is a game where each of you gets to have one guess. I'm going to name a thing, and you guys are going to guess how long it is. And whoever's closest without going over... Price is Right style is the winner of this game.
Okay. Do we buzz in or?
No.
Okay.
I'll go to you individually. We'll go Chad first and then you and then Jim. But Jim, he's a crafty player. He might say whatever number you said and then just add a one to it.
Oh, shit.
I saw somebody do that on Price is Right the other day. I don't know why when that happens. Because the guy won after, bidding one more dollar than the person next to him. I don't know why a fist fight doesn't break out. Yeah. It's a fucked up move. The price has to have change in it for that person to have a chance. $100? $101. Okay, I just hope it's $100.28. Okay. How long, you know that movie, those Toy Story movies? How long is the Woody doll? How tall in inches is the Woody doll from the Toy Story movies? If you go on the internet, Pixar claims that it's a specific height. And of course, Woody, Jim, and this is with the hat. This is Woody with the hat.
With the hat.
With the hat.
All right.
What do you think, Chad? How tall do you think he is?
I'll go 16 inches.
I'm going to go, can I
Wait,
go?
Wait, slow down.
Oh.
I'm still trying to handle that 16 inches. I was actually stalling until this guy came back. So this is how long is it? And it's how tall is Woody the sheriff? He's sheriff, right?
I'm gonna go.
I love when celebrities come to my shows. Woody Woodpecker's here. See, he knows how to do it and everything.
I'm going to go 16.1.
Oh!
I'm kidding. Wait, for real, though. Can I? I actually want to do 14. My real answer is 14 inches.
All right. You could, you know.
Sorry to disappoint you and take you on that roller coaster, but.
Thanks, Beth.
I want it to be 14.
Okay.
I believe in 14.
Jim?
I actually know the answer to this because I worked for Pixar when they did these movies. It's 11 inches.
This isn't like one of those games where you're supposed to convince us you're right. When you're lying.
That was believable.
All right, so what'd you settle on? 14. And Chad's going 16.
16,
and
11.
Jim's saying 11 because he worked there. Yep. You should recuse yourself if you're gonna know the exact answer like that. But the correct number, and I would like to see a celebratory lap around the room after I say it. Oh no, I take it back. It's Beth. It's oh my God. It is 15. Wait a second.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, it's just shy of 16 inches. It's 15.93 inches.
Does that make it you the winner?
So that is without going, you can't go over. Uh-huh. So 14 is the closest.
Oh! Okay.
But you don't have to do a...
Stacey!
You don't have to do a victory lap, Beth. But I would like you... This has got like pink frosting and sprinkles and I don't know what in the middle. But who would you... Could you throw that at someone?
Yeah. Who... Does somebody really want it?
Who... Yeah, there's some people
really
that really want it.
Yeah, I really want it.
Yeah.
And throw it overhand if
Unless
you can.
Unless somebody else really wants it. Do you need it?
This guy does not want you to blast his face with it. I'm quoting. Oh, that was very gentle.
Very kind.
I'm a gentle lover.
No blasting. But Chad, you did win the first game, and I forgot to do it then. Mm-hmm. Do your victory lap.
Oh my God!
Chad,
we have to move
here
this
he goes,
stuff.
Everybody.
Chad
Opitz. You don't have to move that stuff. Just roll over it. Who cares? Here he comes. This is the amazing Chad Opitz. Oh, I like it. He's walking very casually. There he goes.
Was close.
Yeah, Beth did not see that coming. That was really...
We really lucked out there that I didn't get kicked in the head.
That could have been tragic.
What happened was I was really concerned for the donuts, and so I was moving them out of the way.
Is there any left in that box?
Yeah, I've been working on that one.
It's still in there?
I have plans for it.
All right.
I know, it would have been so sad.
Let's
Sorry
decide.
I put us in danger like that.
What's the matter?
He feels bad. He almost kicked me in the head.
Wow, don't feel bad about that, Chad.
Yeah.
I almost kicked her in the head.
It's my fault.
The doll was 11 inches tall.
Is that too dark? The doll was 11 what?
It's 11 inches tall.
I
mean.
I really like a Reese's egg. So I'm going to have one of those.
Yeah.
What's this Russell Stover dark chocolate and marshmallow egg? That sounds okay.
No!
What?
Doug.
Did I step on it?
Yes.
I put my foot on it, but I didn't mean to step on it.
And I...
Why don't you do that to the raisins?
What's it gonna do to a raisin if you step on it? Oh, these raisins aren't as full as I like my raisins. Did somebody step on these shits?
You're gonna throw God another one? Raisins. That last one is really sugary.
I love it, yeah. The bigger the mess, the better.
Oh, there's two left.
There's a chips one and a... Here, take your... Finish your one. Okay. And what flavor is that?
This is like just a lot of sugar.
It's just
it's
a lot of sugar,
brown sugar
donut?
On glazed sugar and sugar.
All right. Well, we're going over to the side section.
Oh. I hope we have a vacuum.
I do too.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Did you not try to dodge it?
I think I grazed the ceiling a little bit there on that one. It's really, that's a tight target, but I'm going to try that guy again.
Watch out.
Are you...
Why are you acting like you're not ready? Let me see your hands.
Yeah. Wait.
You're ready, yeah, right there.
What a nightmare.
Bring me more donuts.
The donut king.
Did he throw it too hard? It looked like it was a hard throw.
I mean, sometimes you're better off just batting it down and then throwing it to the second baseman, you know, if you think you're going to... You don't want it to roll past you. All right. You don't want it going over your head. Let's play Bennington, you guys. We haven't played this game in a while. This is... our friend Ron Bennington came up with this game. And, yeah, that's... And the clapping was on a delay because, it's you know, he's on the East Coast. this is a game about box office numbers. Yeah, but, you know, it's basically popular movies are the answers. I'll say, who won that? Who ended up winning that last thing?
It was me.
Beth, congratulations.
Thank you.
Beth, so you get to go first in this next game.
Okay.
And each person will get a chance to go first. We get three rounds. I'll say the name of an actor, actress, and Beth, you just have to guess what movie you think finished in that person's top three of all time at the box office, according to boxofficemojo.com, after being adjusted for inflation.
Okay.
Yeah, the inflation thing, you gotta keep that in mind. And then sometimes, like Gone with the Wind's still one of the top movies of all time.
Really?
After being adjusted for inflation, yeah.
Okay.
Titanic's still one of the top movies of all time because... cost a lot of money to go to movies at that time. That's my rationale for it. Although if I had to choose between Titanic and Gone with the Wind, I prefer Titanic.
Same.
Because, you know, in Gone with the Wind, the whole place they're in doesn't flip over violently, which would be a good twist. Somebody call Shyamalan! All right. I'm going to name somebody. Try to guess what's in their top three. And like I said, we'll rotate. But we'll start with you, Beth. The films of Diane Keaton.
Okay.
Whoa. What do you think's a big money maker for her?
The biggest?
We got an audience guess. Please, no audience guesses. Yeah. Well, I mean, you want number one if you can get it. But if you finish in the top three, you get points.
I know the audience person said it, but that was probably...
I will grant you to take
movies.
That.
Yeah, something's got to give.
She's going,
give.
Something's got to give. I'll let it happen because it's, you know...
It is one of the bigger...
It's her first time playing. and it is potentially
the only movie I know.
Yeah, that could be another problem. All right. Which way were we going before? Let's go, Jim.
My first thought was the Diane Keaton Follies, but that did not do well at the box office. The Witches of Eastwick.
Diane Keaton?
Perhaps I'm mistaken. I'm sorry, I was thinking of Jack Nicholson. I mean, I'll say Manhattan.
Okay, he's going Manhattan.
Even though Woody Allen films typically don't gross a lot of money.
Right. Chad?
The Godfather.
Oh, that's it.
I forgot she was in that.
That's an interesting, interesting guess from Chad.
Godfather 2.
Sorry, Jim, you had your chance. Coming in at number 3 for Diane Keaton is, of course, The Godfather Part 2.
Oh!
You just missed out on that. Got it eventually. Number 2, this is a real squeaker. Unexpected. Finding Dory. Yeah, that's some bullshit right there. But then Diane Keaton's number 1 is The Godfather.
Wow.
Chad takes the lead.
I thought you worked for Pixar.
3 points.
How did you not know Finding Dory?
Because we're not allowed to release internal numbers.
Yeah. Oh.
Like 11 inches.
All right, well, you're gonna go first this time, Jim.
Good.
And I'll give you another actor that I think you'll lock in better on.
Okay.
Al Pacino.
Ooh. Al Pacino.
One of his top 3
Al Pacino
grossing films of all time.
Yeah, the great Al Pacino.
Oh, no.
I would say author.
Because you do like repeating yourself.
Yeah, I do. let's go with The Godfather.
Okay, he's going with The Godfather. Interesting.
Yeah.
We got Dumbos
Someone
in the audience.
Won't stop sneezing. Or are you going to barf?
He's also trying to hold it in, so it's very elephant-like.
Yeah.
There's a lot of...
To me, it's like little puppies. Little puppy sneezes.
Go ahead and fly on out of here, Dumbo. Wow, it's a current movie reference again. Who's next? Which way were we going?
I've already gone, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, Chad.
I can't remember if this is like a huge movie or not. I'm going to go with Heat.
Okay.
I get Al Pacino and Andy Garcia mixed up.
Who doesn't? Hoo-ha doesn't.
So, was he in Scarface?
Yes.
All right, so, Scarface for me.
Okay.
Sorry, Scarface. I started getting sleepy after that donut.
Wait, it's all sugar.
Yeah.
It's that sleepy sugar. Number 3 for Al Pacino, Dick Tracy.
Whoa!
I never would have guessed that.
What was his name of that? Big Mouth or something? Big Boy? Big Dick?
11 deep, inches.
Deep throat.
Coming in at number 2 for Al Pacino, this seems like it's kind of handed to everybody, but nobody took advantage of it. The Godfather Part 2.
Okay, that was sad.
Yeah, and then, of course,
sad.
Jim gets 3 points for The Godfather! All right, so Jim's got 3 and Chad's got 3, and it's great to have you here. It's good to have you, Beth.
Sorry, Stacey.
Chad, you got to go first on this one.
Okay.
The films of Robert De Niro.
He's not in the original Godfather. I would have guessed that one.
Why would you say that out loud?
I don't know why I said that.
Your competitors might have been confused.
Yeah, that was really stupid. Damn. I'm a fool. God damn.
I need an answer.
Analyze this.
They're not laughing at you. They're laughing with you.
Yeah. Terrible choice.
Maybe. We'll see. Beth?
Meet the Fockers.
Interesting. Jim?
I mean, the obvious answer is Rocky and Bullwinkle. But I'll go with The Godfather 2.
Oh, interesting.
Why are you shaking your head? You said analyze this. Like, y'all.
Chad's like, damn it, I should have said analyze that.
I did, yeah. I fucked up.
Or coming bad, in bad grandpa. Number three for De Niro is a movie called Shark Tale.
Finding Dory connection.
Just the money's with the kids is what we're learning.
Coming in at number two, Meet the Parents.
Shit. Why would I say Fockers? I really did mean Meet the Parents, but I forgot that it was even called that.
Oh, man. You really screwed up. What a lame thing you did.
Genuinely, I thought it was Meet the Parents.
God damn it. I can't believe you did that.
Sorry.
Coming in at number one, Meet the Fockers. We got a three-way tie.
What a
back
game.
End.
This is weird. We got to do something to settle this. Yeah, and so what we're going to do is we're going to play a round of Last Man Standing. This is a game where we get an actor or actress name, and then we take turns. I like to play along for fun. Take turns naming movies they've been in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But you have a lifeline. Each of you has a lifeline. Beth, you can go to Stacy once. Chad, you can go to Rambo once. And Jim, you can go to...
Ryan.
Ryan. Good old Ryan.
Electric Ryan-aloo.
Don't forget it.
Is somebody here that showed me a name tag on Twitter that just said the name Ryan and they were asking me about the font? Is that person here today? Somebody else made a sign, all it says is Ryan, and they're like, guess what font this is in? And I'm like, I don't know. I guess he's not here today. I guess I'll run into him eventually. Eventually there'll be a big old Ryan out there and I'll be like, oh, there you are. What the fuck? What the hell? All right. So no one reached out to me. One person reached out to me, but I forgot to write it down. Raise your hand if you reached out to me you had a good suggestion for this game. This guy over here says he did. I believe him. Look at him. He's not yelling.
He's How
not,
could there
he's
be
not,
three?
Pick me! He's just like calmly. He looks like maybe in his other hand he's got one of those things that murders cattle. What's your name, dude?
Sherman.
Sherman. Yeah. It's about time. It's about time the name Sherman made a comeback. And what's your suggestion?
Today's Paul Rudd's 50th birthday.
Today is Paul Rudd's 50th birthday. So let's do the films of Old Man Rudd. He looks doesn't look like a day older than he was in Clueless. Son of a bitch. Okay, so it's the films of Paul Rudd. But here's a new wrinkle, you guys. I'm very excited to introduce this wrinkle. Do you all have your cell phones on you and charged up and ready to go?
Yeah.
You can all, if your lifeline is worthless, which they are sometimes, If your lifeline here in the room can't help you, you can call a friend.
What?
Just one friend, so it's got to be somebody that'll fucking pick up.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we don't have all day to be, you know, making calls.
So we can't use it to Google Paul Rudd?
No, no, yeah. I wasn't trying to tell you to take out your phone now. I was just looking ahead to the future.
All right.
Make sure you all had the option to call somebody. All righty. Who won that last game?
I did.
Who guessed
did.
It? Jim got it?
Yep.
So.
Wait. What? Did I not get it?
No, but Jim did win the game before that. He won the game about how tall Woody
Thank
is.
You.
Yeah. Oh, no, he didn't win that. You did.
Yeah.
All right, so Beth, you get to go first. Then we'll go to, I like to go last. We'll go to Chad and then Jim and then me, and we'll go around, see who can go the longest
Bless you.
On the films. Yeah, there's a lot of sneezing in here today. A lot of people are allergic to trivia.
All right.
We'll start with you, Beth. The films of Paul Rudd.
Knocked Up.
Very good.
Ant-Man.
Wait a second. Slow down.
Sorry.
It's okay. Are we sure he was in Knocked Up?
Yeah.
What was he in Knocked Up?
He was the dad.
Dad of what?
Some of the kids.
Some of the kids?
I'm convinced.
Yeah. Brother-in-law. No, but not. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay, he wasn't Knocked Up. Okay. Yeah, and he did have kids. Yeah, we all agree now. Let's move on. Okay, Chad.
Ant-Man.
You're going Ant-Man?
Ant.
That's good. Jim?
Clueless.
Oh! Yes. Nice. Get that one out of the way early. I like it. All right, I'm going to go with Ant-Man and the Wasp. Yeah. Beth?
Our Idiot Brother.
Oh!
I would have saved that one if I was you. Yeah, that's a good one.
I love you, man.
Hang on a second. Chad's trying to tell me something. Slapping the bass. Settle down, Woody. Jim?
The Avengers.
What?
Wait.
Be careful. Be careful here, Jim.
The Avengers.
There's a lot of Avengers movies.
Oh, I know. I'm just letting the anticipation build.
You got to be careful here, because Ant-Man was a later addition to the world of the Avengers.
Uh-huh.
So you might want to switch to something else or go to your lifeline.
No, it's this new one.
Avengers, the new one. I mean, they might as well call him might as well say, here's the latest.
Endgame.
You're going Avengers Endgame?
Well, I better go to my lifeline.
He says 40-year-old virgin, your lifeline.
That's not an Avengers movie. But I'll say it if you
That's
want
a very special
it.
Power to last that long. Okay, he's going
40-year-old version.
Yes, yeah, that is correct.
I was kidding.
Great job. You don't agree with him? What are you kidding about?
No, just with my Avengers guess.
You're still in it, Jim. I have a lot of confidence.
Thank you, Doug.
Who is next? Is it me? Okay. I'm going to go the object of my affection. Yeah. With Jen A.
Okay. Wanderlust.
Also with Jen A.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Role models.
Chad. Slapping the bass. Like, you can show me a scene from I Love You Man or Role Models, and they seem fairly interchangeable to me. I enjoy both of them. I guess one has Sean William Scott. All right. We're back to you, Jim.
The Big Short.
Did anything happen? That's a fun guess. That's like That's like a JFK guess. Like you're just hoping, oh, maybe he showed up in there. Might have popped in and said a few
but
words.
But he didn't, did he?
No.
Do you know, it's how I kind of know that. I was at the premiere of The Big Short, and I saw Paul Rudd, and I just panicked, and he said hello, and I'm like, dude, great job. And he wasn't in the fucking movie. I don't know a lot of Paul Rudd's work, obviously.
But great job's a fun thing to say to anybody when you see them.
Yeah, but not pointing at the screen.
Great job. I loved it because you're not in it. You did a great job of not being in that one. All right, Jim. Well, thank you for...
I apologize to Ryan. I did the best I could. Paul Rudd was a rough one for me.
You know what? Ryan did the best he could as well.
Yeah.
And it was a terrible pun. Do you need that album back? He would like it back.
Sure.
You don't even get to keep it, Jim.
What? I know. That's okay. I'm not gonna lie. I don't have a record player. You're welcome to have it back after my poor performance.
Do you want to throw it to him?
No.
Ouch. All right. What do you mean you've got another lifeline?
Oh, you got a lifeline? Cool.
You only get one. Don't yell it.
One, dude.
Yeah, but I get to make a phone call.
No, if that was if he didn't help you, he helped you.
Oh.
He was good. Who would you call?
Ozzy Osbourne?
Okay, let's go. See if Ozzy Osbourne... I don't care which Paul Rudd movie it is. If he names a Paul Rudd movie, you're still in.
I don't know about this.
Where is he? What time is it where he is?
Hold on. I don't expect him.
He'll pick up. He will. No fucking way. Come on. Come on.
He's looking at the caller ID going, no.
All right, well, at least we tried. At least we gave Ozzy a shot.
I don't think he'd be able to name an Ozzy Osbourne movie.
What about Crazy Trainwreck? Chad? Is it Chad's turn?
No, it's,
no, it's
your
my turn.
Turn.
Okay. I'm going with... I'll say Wet Hot American Summer.
It's a Paul Rudd film.
This is 40.
Yes. Same kids he had and knocked up.
Judd's kids.
Yeah. Chad.
Anchorman.
Uh-oh.
Sets you up.
You're in trouble. Full title.
The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Yes. Yes.
That's fine.
He's back.
What are you going to say, Jim? Anchorman 2?
I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, you probably also don't know the full title.
More Ron Burgundy. Anchorman 2, the Scott Peterson story.
All right, I'm going to say Forgetting Sarah Marshall. You got this, Beth. Or you can go to Stacy.
Stacy.
Stacy, what do you think?
Where's Stacy? Unless Stacy wants...
Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
That is right.
Way to go, Stacy.
Chad.
Am I go to Bo?
Who?
Bo. Rambo.
Rambo. Yeah, if you want to.
You got one, Rambo?
What do you got, Rambo?
Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers.
Woo! Oh!
Oh, he's in Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers?
It's true.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's like pre-Clueless, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
There we go.
All of bro. The bravo.
Michael Myers.
I know esoteric Paul Rudd trivia. Okay. Holy shit! This is good. This is a real nail biter. We're getting down to it, but yeah. I'm gonna do it. I got this, you guys. I totally got this. Oh, you're not gonna believe this shit. Avengers: Infinity War.
Oh fuck! Is that the one I missed?
Well, you tried to name the one that hasn't come out yet, but you know, we always debate whether those are legal. What? Oh yeah, you ever watch the little scenes at the end, or do you leave like an asshole?
I don't know if he's in this one.
Oh, this is exciting. Take a shot.
Year One?
Year One? With Michael Cera and Jack Black and all those
year
people?
Year One.
Oh, that helped me to think of one, though. So I'll let you stay in. Chad? Your turn.
Captain America Civil War.
Yes. Yes.
Yikes.
Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story. Did I fuck it up?
No, he's in it.
Yeah, no, I know he's in it. I just thought I'm... When you reacted, I thought I said the title wrong. Could have been the Ballad of Dewey Cox.
No.
But it's not. Back to you, Beth. This is exciting.
Step Brothers.
What?
Yep.
He's in that? Jim's confirming it.
He is in that.
That's a Pixar release. He knows.
I don't think he's in that one. Chad, do you have another one? Yeah, you're confusing him with Adam Scott.
Now I know who he is, but...
Oh, you thought you could confuse me.
Yeah.
Do you have one more, Chad?
Is he in Something's Gotta Give?
Why?
Isn't that...
Why his answer that? Is Something's Gotta Give.
Keanu Reeves, is that who you're thinking of?
No, god damn it. Is he not in that?
Yeah. I was going to say The Shape of Things.
No.
Yeah.
He's the Shape of...
Not The Shape of Water.
Oh, okay.
The Shape of Things.
Yeah, he's the faucet she masturbates under.
Egg timer.
I'm drawing a blank on the rug.
Woody Woodpecker thinks that's fucked up. But that means Chad is our winner!
Wait. How?
Because he lasted the longest.
By default.
Well, he named one after you.
What was that?
Whatever one he said after you, the last round.
He's not in Something's Gotta Give.
No, he missed. He but he, before that, he had gotten one after you. You know what I'm saying?
Did he?
Yeah, the Halloween.
You didn't have one on the end. He had said one before your last one. So he was the last one to say a correct answer.
I thought we each said the same amount.
Doesn't matter how many.
Doug, you're mansplaining. Oh.
Finally, a feminist.
Well, hang on. Let me just let me explain it to Jim.
This is the most disappointing win ever.
You did great, though. But we gotta pick something. Would you rather flip a coin between you and Chad?
No, I'm fine.
Do you want to do a somersault off?
No.
Best somersault wins.
No.
Better. All right. In that case, Chad.
Feel bad now.
Don't feel bad. You won for Rambo.
Yeah.
I thought she had one.
I'm not being a sore loser. I was genuinely I thought we tied again.
Yeah.
But I'm fine. I love him.
All right, you tied again. I'm going to think of another game right now.
Here we go. Yeah. That's just good.
All right.
Let's do this.
Let's play another one, Doug.
All right, Jim's out, but...
I feel like then you'll feel solid about your win, you know,
right.
Once I lose this.
This is
one.
A speed round.
Cool.
Oh, no.
Back and forth between the two of you. Whoever can't think of one within, we'll say, 5 seconds when it's your turn. You're out. Yeah, it's good.
What are you and I going to do while they're doing that, Doug?
I'm going to be running the game, and you're going to be hanging out.
Cool. Awesome.
We should each get to ask Jim one.
That's fair.
What does that mean?
Phone a Jim.
Like it's a lifeline.
Okay.
Oh.
They each get to go to Jim once. Mm-hmm. So let me make this something that Jim will be helpful. The films of Woody Allen.
All right.
Go.
Hannah and her sisters.
Manhattan.
Annie Hall.
Three.
Manhattan
two.
Murder Mystery.
Oh, shit.
What's it called?
Five, four,
Blue
three,
Velvet.
Two.
Blue
oh,
Flower.
Oh, Jim, you want to help her out?
Take the money and run.
Chad?
Bananas.
Beth? Jim's not there
Arthur?
For you anymore. What'd you say?
Arthur the cartoon.
Arthur.
Did you mean Ants the cartoon?
Arthur.
I was just thinking of something.
Do you mean Ants?
Something I enjoyed.
Just say Ants.
Ants.
Ants, Chad.
Sleeper.
Beth?
I don't know Woody Allen. I'm not a New York Jew.
Were you trying to think of Blue Jasmine?
Yeah, that's what I was trying
say
to
that.
Think.
Say
that. Blue Jasmine.
Chad.
Son of a bitch. That point... Point fucking...
Break. Point break.
Break. I don't know what the hell... That tennis one!
Okay, you get half a point. And that means you're half a point more than Pam.
Yay!
Chad is our winner!
Oh, my God. Everyone hates me now.
It was always destined to be Chad.
True.
Yeah. Chad has always been the one. It was fun to go ahead and have another run at it.
But he won.
You did great your first time on the show. That was fantastic. Yeah, let's hear it for her. And Beth, as a reward...
I get to perform here later twice.
Yes. Yes, if you had not done well here today, that would have been the end of the road for you at the Punchline. But you got two more shows tonight. Who's coming back to see Beth tonight?
7:30, 9:45.
Listen, all these people are coming back to see you.
Stacy.
Yeah. Yes, Stacy, come on back. You got plenty of snacks. And what would you like to plug coming up? What's going on?
Ooh.
You got any more road dates? You want to plug your Twitter, your Instagram?
You can just find me online at Beth Stelling.
Stelling.
That's right.
Beth Stelling, everybody. Chad O apostrophe Pitts.
Yeah.
What's going on with you, buddy?
I'm hosting at the Sacramento Punchline the 18th through the 20th for Melissa Villasenor.
Cool.
And oh, neat.
I think this is cool. Cobbs, May, June, and July, I think every second Tuesday, I'm hosting a Cooking with John Carpenter film series.
What?
We're showing Big Trouble in Little China with themed food and stuff like that.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's going to be awesome. And They Live in June, and July is going to be Escape from New York.
Cool.
So that one's going to be all like deli food?
There's like a Pork Chop Express sandwich. And I think there's the Girl with Green Eyes Scream.
Ooh. I do Pliskinless Chicken.
Wow. Oh, Pliskinless Chicken.
Yeah. Snake Pliskin.
Yeah. I like that.
All right. Or snake. Just serve snake.
Yeah.
That's another way to go. Well, thank you, Chad Opitz, everybody.
Thank you.
And Jim Norton's sticking around all this extra time. He's got to get back over to Cobbs or wherever you go before you go to Cobbs. And what else? Where can people look for you? Besides Jim and Sam on SiriusXM weekday mornings.
Yeah. And I'm hosting a podcast with Paul Rudd.
Cool.
It's called This Isn't 40.
Yeah. Called I've Never Seen You in a Movie. No, I just, my website for tour dates. I have a bunch of dates coming up. Really nothing to plug.
And go see him tonight over at Cobbs if you're not coming to see Beth.
If you can get tickets.
Or double it up.
You can.
Yeah.
Oh, you can.
see, early show Beth, late show Jim, or switch it up. However you, what,
I'd
you guys do whatever you want.
On my late show. So if you want to come to see me on the late show, I prefer that.
Okay. He likes the challenge. And I wrote down something that I wanted to say in my plugs part here. Let's see what it was. Oh, yeah, just a reminder, there's no more Doug Loves Movies until UCB Franklin in Los Angeles on April 23rd. So have a good mid-April, everybody. One more time for all of my guests. Jim Norton, Chad Opitz, Beth Stelling. Thank you to The Punchline. Thank you to San Francisco. Thank you to Silicon Valley. Thank you to all the great shows on HBO. Thank you. And get that theme music ready. As always, positive energy.